I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're looking at the current situation in Yemen today and how and when it escalated into a global problem. And then later on, we're also sharing some tips on how to talk about difficult news stories with kids. And given the nature of our discussion, you won't want to miss that story. So we'll begin today in Yemen, which is on fire. What began as a war to wrest control away from separatist rebels grew into a fight between forces loyal to different leaders within the original fight. And the result? A man-made scourge of disease and famine. Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says,
the United Nations has declared Yemen as the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. Tens of thousands of civilians have died. Well over 3 million have been displaced. Probably more than 24 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian assistance, and about half of those are under imminent threat of famine.
Ports are closed.
It's very difficult to bring in humanitarian supplies, including medical supplies, but also food. And the internal economy has completely collapsed, including agriculture and things like that.
So what can we do? We can pray. There is a remnant church responding.
In many dark places in the world, in terms of suffering and humanitarian crisis and war and other things, the Church of Christ is doing what it can to be in salt and light in the situation and to provide practical assistance to people as well.
Next, fires continue this week in portions of the Amazon. Brazil's president raised questions when he rejected firefighting aid in August. A few days ago, health issues caused him to skip out on a regional summit called to resolve the issue. The Amazon fires have become a political football, both in Brazil and on the global stage. So what's the situation on the ground? We turn to Ricardo Kreskinski from Transworld Radio Brazil for answers.
We have some local partners and indigenous that work in Amazonas area. What they share with us that this time in Amazonas, it's time of fire. So it's a regular time that they have this situation there. Sometimes they need burn to renew the pastures there or the land.
TWR Brazil uses the broadcast to shift the focus to Christ.
Our answer for this issue, it's prayer. We use what the Bible say, 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4, to pray for our leaders and presidents.
There's more to this conversation at our website. Find the details in the full report and pray that TWR can ignite a fire for God's word in Brazilian hearts through their broadcasts. And so far, we've talked about war in Yemen and the fires in the Amazon. Last week, we covered tensions in India, Hurricane Dorian, and spreading extremism in Africa, and mounting pressure against Chinese Christians. Now, these stories are sometimes difficult to hear, especially for kids. But according to Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids, these stories provide unparalleled views of God's plans at work.
What we're trying to do here at Keys for Kids Ministries is encourage young people that God works through these really, really tough topics, these really tough times in which we're living in, that God uses them to help us understand that we have a need and a need of a Savior.
Yoder hopes that families can work through difficult news stories together using Keys for Kids resources, regular scripture study, and plenty of prayer.
The news is what gives you an opportunity to be relevant in your own culture. And if you don't know what's going on, how are you going to talk openly about something that you don't know anything about? So watch the news, but watch it through the eyes of a follower of Christ, not through the eyes of the world.
Visit the Keys for Kids website if you want some help tackling challenging topics with your kids. And stick with Mission Network News for ways to find your place, even in the hardest stories. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.